Well, the latest national numbers on homelessness show that over the last 4 years, there's been an 18% jump in the number of people seeking shelter. And as Tim Lammercraft reports, some support workers are accusing the federal government of ignoring the problem.
Jodie is a single mum living in Melbourne's outer west. Her last job was with the Australian Army that took her on a tour of PNG in 1999-2000.
After my tour overseas, I returned to Australia and was unaware at the time that I had brought home some mental health issues that I didn't recognise immediately, and also had some workplace injuries that, as my life moved on, I started to develop some serious complications of those.
She took time off work without pay and her financial situation began to deteriorate.
Initially, I had to renege my mortgage, but then look for rental properties that were more within my budget range at the time, and I was forced to relocate numerous times, and each time I was looking for something that was of less value each week, which meant that I ended up quite out in rural areas of Victoria to find those properties.
She and her daughter eventually wound up homeless.
I applied for 48 rental properties through real estate, but I didn't have the correct information or the income required to be successful in being selected for a property. So, and that was all over the place. I wasn't looking in a certain town or a certain area. I was actually just looking for affordability. And eventually, I was left at the day that I had to hand the particular house back, and I hadn't been successful. So myself and my daughter had to use our car.
Jodie's story isn't uncommon. Victoria's latest rental affordability index reveals households on $50,000 looking for a two-bedroom rental must live 115 kilometres out of Melbourne to avoid rent stress. And the latest figures from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare also paint a bleak picture. Over the last financial year, more than 288,000 people used homelessness services, an increase of 50,000 people over the last 5 years. And the Institute's Matt James says women are now the most in need.
For the first time, we're actually seeing more women presenting as homeless than men. Most men who present at homelessness services, 51% of them, are actually already homeless, whereas the proportion of women who are actually already homeless is 38%. But because there's a greater overall use among women of homelessness services now, there's actually a greater number of women presenting at homelessness services who are homeless than men.
The rapidly increasing number of people who are either homeless or at risk of being homeless will continue unless there's drastic intervention, according to the head of Homelessness Australia, Jenny Smith.
This is a complex problem that is dividing our country. It's making the gap between the haves and the have-nots much greater than we can afford to have for a healthy community. We all know that it's going to lead to trouble down the track, and it already is. You know, we have cities where people are sleeping on our streets, and our community has a long history of being tolerant and compassionate, and that is being tested. It is going to take federal leadership and the states and territories to come in behind a federal strategy, but we have no strategy, we have no plan, and we have no investment coming as a country at the moment.
After Jodie and her daughter lived in their car for 3 months, they spent another 18 months in crisis accommodation and transitional housing. Jodie has now managed to buy her own home in Melbourne's outer west, but she continues to worry that her circumstances could easily change.
It only takes a dramatic change. Like for myself now, if our interest rates shot through the roof because of some global change, along with the electricity and gas fees going up in July this year, if we start to face those kinds of things, there's a whole range of people that, like myself, are at the top end of our limit, and imposing some of those changes at a government level or just from global financial crisis, those people may end up in that situation where they're looking to find government services to help them get through week to week until they can get back on their feet. And when they can do that is an unknown timeline.
That's homeowner Jodie, ending Tim Lammercraft's report.